You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
Speaking in tongues every day. No one knows how to pray as he ought. The Holy Spirit, he gives me utterance. He leads me in supernatural prayer. That's the best kind of prayer. You will be strong. You will be strong. Come on. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You must speak in tongues every day. No one knows how to pray as he ought. The Holy Spirit, he gives you utterance. He leads you in supernatural prayer. That's the best kind of prayer. You will be strong. You will be strong. Oh, Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You will be strong. I can pray with understanding. I can pray without ceasing. When I pray, I lift my hands up. So I can pray without ceasing. Ooh, the Holy Spirit, gives you utterance. He leads you in supernatural prayer. And that's the best kind of prayer. You will be strong. You will be strong. Oh yeah. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. You will be strong. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. Oh, come on and speak in tongues. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. Lift up your voice. Speak in tongues. Shabayabakarababakarababa. Speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Whoa. We Hallelujah. Amen. Are we blessed? Are we blessed this morning? It's a powerful service. Amen. Please take your seats. Isn't it a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord? You know, we laugh in church, we learn in church, we pray in church, but above all, we are in the presence of the Lord and we are covered under his wings. No fear can thrive in this place. Amen. I don't care what fear you came with, it will not survive in this environment. Hallelujah. I don't care what pain you came with, it will not survive in this environment. And right now we are about to hear the word of God. I don't know about you, but I'm very excited about what God is doing in our church and in our midst. A church where the word of God is preached without compromise. Hallelujah. And because of that, our lives are being changed. I'm so excited to welcome to the pulpit, Reverend Kojo Lindsay.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, oh yes, we'll be blessed because we give. We'll be blessed because we give. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we give. Oh yeah. We'll be blessed because we give. The steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this gift of life. And to crown it, you give us the gift of salvation. And you give us the grace to live it out. The helping hand of the Holy Spirit to help us. You give us the church to equip us. You give us your word to direct us. You give us brethren and sistren to accompany us on this road, to agree with us, to strengthen us. Because iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. We are grateful that you place the solitary into families. Thank you for this wonderful family of God. We pray that the cause of love will be growing stronger. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your kingdom come in this ministry through our lives. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We bind the principalities of Memphis. We bind the evil spirits of the virus corona in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that no one under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ in this ministry and in this nation, we pray for your covering that no one in this ministry will be affected. Bless everyone. Preserve us. Give us wisdom to avoid the evils and the power to fight it. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You may be seated. the presence of, no handshakes, no hugs. When you want to shake hand, you can do a elbow bump or a fist bump, Spencer. Or you can air high five, you can blow a kiss in the air, and you can, let's do, you know, you can, hey, 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 hey. That's it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All right. Wonderful. Well, I thank God that He gave us this opportunity to be here. I want to reiterate what Lady Pastor said about the coronavirus. 1 Corinthians 1:24, he says that to those who are called, both the Jews and the Greeks, it means that whoever you are, if you're under the Lord, Christ, both the Jews and the Gentiles, sorry, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Now, what that means is that God is power and both power and wisdom, right? Nick, are you there? Brother Nick? Would you let him know? You know, Lisa is not here, so all the counting you're doing, okay. People are out there and all that praying. You have to include them, he said. Now, what that means is that Jesus Christ is not just the power of God, it's also the wisdom of God. It's not just the wisdom, but the power. You know, many of us, we live our lives so spiritually that we're almost of no earthly significance. You see, when it's exam time, all you do is pray. No, you fail. You are praying and fasting to pass an exam. I mean, what do you think? Study. Stay up. Yeah, you pray before, but you stay up. You're going for an interview, you're not preparing because you prayed. That's part of the prayer. Amen. Prayer one. Their prayer is in three parts. Matthew 7, verse 7. There are three parts. Ask, seek, knock. And it shall, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. So when you have asked, there's power part of it. You ask is a prayer. Seek. It means that now it's time with the power of prayer behind you now to search for what you're looking for. So you prayed for a job. Now go searching for the job. Go searching for the job. Throw some applications out there. Ask friends this. And then knock and it shall be opened. Go. Actually walk into some offices and say, man, I'm looking for a job. Knock on people's door. Hey, man, do you know any job? About any job? This is the third. So if you just, you are one who is just into shabaraba, shabaraba, it's only one part. You. It's not a pass. It's that 33% of your spiritual gains. And if you go to college and then you write an exam and you're able to only answer 33%, a third of the exam, will you pass? Okay. So I am saying to all Christians whose your only life is prayer without, and you are lazy, you will not excel. You see, you pray a lot, but you don't study. You pray a lot, but you don't work. You got lazy at work. No, now that you pray, you carry the power to do things. When I was about to look for a wife, I prayed, put all my cards on the table. Lord, this is what I want. I went searching for the things that I prayed for. Seek. Yeah. I saw a nurse. I said, are you the one? I'm searching. I'm asking my friends about. Knock. I'm asking my friends. I asked my friend, what do you think about this? That's part of it. Okay. Now, it's part of the prayer. It's part of what God expects us to do. You see that? Yeah. God spoke the word, but sent Jesus Christ to come and do the salvation. He told Jesus, you have to die. Yeah, you can't just be the son of God and just think that everything is okay. You are son of God. I came to save you, came to seek and to save you. You've spoken. But now do the dying. So that the salvation will come. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Make the sacrifice. Oh, you Christian, even Jesus. He didn't end at level one. Shame on you, lazy Christian. Not you, but they didn't come. Amen. But on a serious note, if you do not do such a thing, look, exams, I study, I work hard also, by God's grace. You see, when you combine these two, you become a complete Christian. So, like Jesus Christ, even Paul said it, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, I am what I am by the grace of God. His grace that was given to me was not in vain. But he said, but I labored, but that grace which was given, I am what I am by the grace. So you think it's just grace. He said, but the grace that was given to me was not in vain because it did something. The grace of prayer will be in vain if you don't, because he did what? But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. So he said, look, grace of God is with me. I pray the grace of God has come upon me. But he explained that some of you, you make the grace of God useless. You make it vain if you don't labor. He said, when you don't labor, the grace of God is in vain. Because of that, he didn't let the grace of God go in vain. He labored. And not only did he labor, I labored more abundantly than even the people who don't pray. And when he got results, he still was able to say, yet it's not me. It's the grace which was on me. Everything that started it was the grace. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So I do a lot of praying, but I act on the prayer, act on the word of God. You don't just read the Bible and say, I've read the Bible, I'm going. Even Joshua, when he was supposed to prosper, Joshua 1:8, he said, this book of the Lord should not depart from out of thy mouth, but you should meditate therein day and night. It didn't end there. You read the Bible day and night and see whether you prosper. It's not enough. Meditate there now, that thou mayest observe to do according to what you meditated on, according to the prayer, according to all that is written therein. That's where some many Christians fall short. You know the scriptures, but you want to do your own thing because you're grown. You're too grown for the word of God. That's why things are not working. And do according to all that is written therein. Bible says, for only then, if you've done, combined the power and the wisdom, then you shall make your way prosperous. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And then you shall have good success. Christianity is power and wisdom. So we're going to pray a lot this week about the corona, but we're going to be wise. Wisdom of washing of hands, like we've taught. Wisdom of not touching your face. Wisdom of not shaking hands. Wisdom of not hugging people. Wisdom of not going too close to people. Wisdom of, if you find out you have a cough, you don't understand, a high fever, see the doctor and self-quarantine. And don't go to public places. Just protect yourself and them. There's nothing wrong. It's not HIV that you are ashamed that you've got coronavirus. God forbid. Adam and Eve, when they hid themselves, that's what led to their death, separation. When you see such a thing, look, go. It's been provided. Even if you don't have insurance and you go, you can be tested. You can call the health department and they will do it for you. It's for free. Let them check. It's not disgrace for you to have it. God forbid you will not have it. But my point is that having prayed, if any symptoms show up, self-quarantine or go and get tested. And when you get to know that, don't be afraid to say it. Look, self-quarantine, any help that you can get, will get you help. Amen. But it is wisdom. Okay, not just a Superman, something has happened. No. And by the way, don't be afraid, okay? So let's be wise and let's pray. And also this week, every hour is prayer hour. And we're using Psalm 91. We've already shared Psalm 91. Powerful. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Beautiful. All right, please. When you are on a plane or anything, even you go to Uber, try and clean wherever you're touching also. Okay? And wherever you work, when you get there, clean with, what's it called? Hand sanitizer. I mean, the baby wipes or anything. It's just proper. Okay, they stick on surfaces for 8 hours or so. So please, clean, and you'll be blessed. All right? Now, listen. Before I preach, I want to show you also one thing. All right? Okay, let me just share the word, and then I'll share with you. Look, I do not know what next week will bring. You see, Shelby County is having meetings and saying all kinds of things. In certain cities, they have decided any place that you can't have more than 100 people meeting in a place and all that. Memphis, we haven't had any, only two infected, so it hasn't happened to us. To God be the glory. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, I don't want to be, you know, Bible says that the wise man sees the evil from afar and hides himself. But the fool, they go on and they are punished. So I'm going to tell you, in case Shelby County announces anything that we cannot meet, how we're going to meet in secret. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. We have set up something for you already. That no matter what they say, even if they say we shouldn't come to church on Sunday, we will have our service on video. Yeah, on video. Clap for the Lord. We have the service on video. It's called the Zoom. Pastor, maybe you should show them now. Maybe you should show them on the Zoom. Where you just click in. When you click in, immediately you'll be in the service. We'll have some stereo singing. Testimonies will be given. I don't know how we'll do the dancing stars, but, you know, maybe we can project some dancing stars from First Love, from Accra, for you, for that period. And then we'll get some instrumentalists singing and all that. All that will happen, and then yours truly will come and preach. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's a preaching. We can even ask you to ask questions. Amen. So we are going to have this system in place. I just want you to have it in case that happens, okay? So next week, God willing, when we say that there is no service or anything like that, there's no physical service, we'll still have a service until the whole thing is cleared. So I want you, now this is the thing, all of you, please go on your phone now. Can do it on your phone, on your laptop, or on your iPad. Please pick up a phone now. Everybody needs to know. So if you're having a problem, we can help you. All right? Now, get this. Now, the other thing you need to clean a lot is your phone. Yeah. With your hand sanitizer, you need to. Okay, baby wives, from time to time. Because the phone is something we drop here, we hold, you know, we wash our hands and we go and hold the phone. We recontaminate. We wash our hands and the first thing we do is we pick the phone. So if anything has to be, and then the phone goes to your face all the time. It's your mouth, it's your, so please try and clean your phones as well. Okay, very important. Now, this is called the Zoom iCloud. We're going to put it on the line, put it on the every platform. So I want you to click it. The link is going to come. Then you click it. Or if you're on an iPad and you want to, just go to zoom.com, right? Zoom, what? Just type in Zoom. It will show up. And then, now, we put it on every platform also. You can click the line. When it comes, download it. I want us to have a service now, just for 2 minutes. As if we are having a service. We want to see whether your face will show. You can talk, you can, or everything. So we're going to have a virtual service for 2 minutes. I'm going to preach on that line for just 1 minute, okay? Benu, you know how to get there already. But try it. So the thing has come on. So click on the link that is being sent, and it will take you in there. See, the link looks like this. What you get looks like something like this. Okay? You click. So click in. We're having the service. Click in. Everybody click in. Pastor Richard, mute everybody for now. Click in. Everybody click in. You should see your face. You see that your face is there. Yeah, you see. Ah, I see some handsome boy with a beloved right there. Look at this handsome. Look at you. Now, when you look, only one will come. When you switch, then other people will show up. You can just move and you see the people that are there by moving it. You just move it, you see? Okay? You should see your face. Have you seen it? Rima, have you tried it? Where's your phone? Pick up your phone and do it, Brad. Mavo, do it on your phone. Rose, why don't you just go to the link? Are you on it? You're not on WhatsApp? It's not? Oh. Is she? Yeah, so show her. Okay. Is there anybody who is having a problem? Are you able to get through? It's not working. Okay, so get it. So you need to get the Zoom app. Yeah, and yeah. So you can sign it. Your Apple ID. You know your ID. Please, if you're having problems, let's know, because next week we may easily have a service online. Anybody who's having a problem, give us a wave and somebody will come and help you. Thank you, bro. I like this guy. My goodness. Why didn't I find you early? It's all because of Dina. You hit him. Anybody who's having a problem, give a wave and somebody will come and help you. Please, shepherds, Devonia and others, help. Okay? Anybody who's having a problem, give us a wave and somebody will come and help you. All right. Malika is having a problem. Pazania, can you please help? Oh, yeah. Okay, some shepherds around. When you see anybody having a problem, help them. Help them, help them. Gina, go on. Go on and let's see. It's not working. Pastor Richard, can you help? Okay. Can you help Gina? Gina is not working. Is it working? So if somebody has never used it and then it shows Apple ID, you sign it with your Apple ID, right?
Yes. You have to sign it with your Apple ID.
Okay. Now it's coming. Good. That's it. It's working. Now it's downloading. You see? Anointed hands. It's working. No, on the iPad, those who have an iPad, you can go on the iPad as well. So long as you have a Wi-Fi. Now, I'm on. Everybody can come on. When you switch, you can see here several people showing up. It's beautiful. So we can preach. You will hear it. Everything will be going on. You will not be left out at all. Junior, you know how to get on already. If you are you okay? Ruth, are you okay? Is it working? Good. Now, if you don't have unlimited video, use your Wi-Fi at home so that you don't spend too much on it. Morris, you're on, right? Beautiful. Darren, you already set up. You should set up because this afternoon you're going to have a service, right? So set up now. It's the same thing, similar. Or maybe after some part, Josiah will help you with that. If Darren is having an issue, use your link. Help him with your link. Okay. Somebody is asking me for a Wi-Fi password. I'm sharing it. All right. It's beautiful. And you will see that when I'm preaching, the only thing you need to do is go to the first page. Whoever is speaking will come and fill up the space so that you can hear. Sylvia, have you got it? Is it done? Awesome. Now, have you all been able to get online? Leah, have you? Every shepherd on each place, make sure that your friend is okay. Were you able to get on this time? Okay, good. Oh, your wife has been able to get on, right? Oh, okay. Okay. So, is it possible? Is it working? Okay, good. Pastor Richard, can you help finish it off? Hey, Charlie, you see me? You see? How did you do it? All right. Is anybody having any problem? So next Sunday, we may easily have a service on this in case we can't come here. God willing. You know? Because they said a couple of weeks or so. Like in California, they are not allowing them to meet and all that. So we don't know what will happen. So, you know, it is called preparation, wisdom. And there's a scripture in Proverbs 27 verse 12. It says, the wise man sees the evil from afar and hides himself. But the fool, they keep going. They don't care. And then they get punished. You are wise people in Jesus' name. Brother Brandon, is it working? What is it working for you? Is it working? Beautiful. Hallelujah. Tony, are you okay? Is it working for you? Is there anybody? Gina. Isha, Gina is coming to sit down. Please, everybody carry hand sanitizer like Gina. Gina, let me show them. Thank you. Now, guys, everybody has to have one of these in your pocket, not only your wallet. Okay, hand sanitizer. You can't get, wait, anybody, you can't get some to buy. If there's anybody here who can share, please share. And when you're going home and you don't have some to buy, we have a bottle. Get a little bottle, we'll put some in for you. Okay? Now, I'm serious. All right, like this one, I just asked for a certain lady and she's giving it to me as a gift. I mean, by... It wouldn't be bad if she did, right? I don't know whether she will. She's collected it back. You have to clean it, eh? All right.
If two people are in the same room,
they should share. Okay. All right. I think everybody is helped. Anybody who's still not been able to go on? All right, now, next step. Watch this. Now, when you want to... Oh. Miss Nesbitt, where are you going? You got to talk to Pastor. I'm here. No, let me finish what I'm saying. Okay? Now, listen carefully. When you are on, and you need to, maybe there's noise in your background, you just have to press the microphone sign. You put your hand on the thing. Under here will show microphone. That down there. And mute. Mute. You mute yourself. Okay, you mute yourself. Can you hear? Now I'm unmuted, so you can hear me. But when I put it mute, you can't hear me. You can't hear me. Because you can hear me from there. Now, if for any reason, now you can, please mute yourself. Pastor Richard, mute everybody. Barbara, mute everybody. Okay, no. If for any reason, maybe something is happening in your background and you want to be private, you don't want to be seen, you can also click on the video section. It says drop vision. Okay. So skip vision or put vision on. Then start vision. Start video. Start vision. You click on it, the video. Then you see that you will not be seen. There's only a shadow of you will be seen. So that if maybe something, you know, you want to go private, you can click on that. You want to come on, but you don't want to be seen. That's fine. You click that one and you will be off. Okay. Very important. All right. Now, when you finish everything and you want to leave, we have closed. You click on it. There's a leave button, red leave. You click on the leave. It goes away. Okay. Now, when you're on your laptop, it will, when you click Zoom, it will show and it will require for you to put a number. The number is on the link. You just put the numbers in and you click join meeting. Don't say start meeting, join meeting is what you need to. So we'll give you the time and everything that the meeting is started and then you can start. So now you can leave the meeting by clicking leave. And I said, leave meeting. They said, yes. Then I've left the meeting. Then it goes off. So you can leave the meeting one by one. Just click on the screen. Leave will come. Red leave. Either at the top or bottom. And then you press leave. Then you are off the meeting. Is it easy? So what we're going to do is this. We're going to try to have a meeting, God willing, on Saturday in case that happens. Just to make sure that everybody is okay. All right? Or maybe Friday evening, whichever. But look out, be on the lookout. We'll have a practice on it Friday evening or Saturday, whichever the case may be. Maybe Friday evening. So that if there's any issue, we can resolve it. So that by the time we start the service, there's no issue. We don't want to waste any time. All right? So Friday evening, we'll have a practice session, God willing. All right? We'll just meet for 1 hour to pray and to have a session, you know, to address all issues, and we go off. Is it a good idea? Should we have it on Friday or Saturday? Friday, okay. I think so. Friday evening, maybe around 8. What was that? They said Friday evening. Friday evening. Friday, maybe around 8 o'clock p.m. All right. Wednesday what? Oh, you know what? Guess this. We could also do this. We know Wednesday we have prayer from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Wow. You can use that and try. But make sure you are dressed up. All right, we could try that. All right, for those who want to go on audio, we'll see. We'll see. We'll give you all the announcement. All right. Now, listen. A short... Listen, everybody get off the meeting. In fact, close the meeting, please. Close the meeting. Barbara, can you shut the meeting down? Shut the meeting down. Listen, for a few minutes, I want to share with you this very important thing. Okay, for a few minutes. Today, there's not going to be any meeting, you know, school of the word. So, you'll be blessed, okay? And the shepherds will meet for a very short time for me to tell you some, important things. And then we'll be out of here. I know that you spend a lot of time. So listen, give me a few minutes to finish it. After this, there will be no school of the word and all these things. We're going to plan it out and do it on a, you know. You see the importance of prayer? Every little small virus can easily change your schedule. What I'm worried about, which I'm going to also pray about, is the schools. Once the schools close, then your parents, you can't even go to work. You're stranded. God will take care of that. Now listen, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to share with you something very short. Core areas of your development as a shepherd. Core areas, core. Now, when you go to school, especially the high schools and the colleges, they are core subjects. And they're electives, isn't it? Elective subjects. Elective classes. Right? What is the difference between the core and the elective?
Core class is something that you need to take.
You need it. You need it. It's not optional. It's essential. It's not a choice. You must have it. And you must pass it. You must pass those classes. You have to. If you want to graduate. Without that, you can't graduate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have talked about Jesus Christ said, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. That means become a shepherd. It's a year of the shepherd. Now, the decision everybody has to make, let me tell you something. The reason why Christianity is dying down many places and Islamic religion is going up is this one thing. Christians do not care for one another. But Bible says that bear one another's burden so that you will fulfill the law of Christ. We must care for one another. People do not care for each other. A shepherd cares for others. Many of you, you come. You haven't seen Malika for a while, but you didn't even know. And you didn't care. This is how people backslide. People go to hell that the Lord has purchased with his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the truth. Now, for you, God says Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. John chapter 15, verse 16. God says, look, let me remind you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. God says he has chosen you. I chose you and I ordained you. Every Christian is ordained, not just pastors. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Turn to somebody, say reverend or pastor or shepherd, whatever the name is. You are, or tell them you are ordained. You are ordained. Lady Reverend Benu, you are ordained as a shepherd. No, I'm serious. The Bible says it was not you who chose. You think, oh, I've taken Jesus as my personal savior. Look, it's not like that. You didn't choose him. He chose you. You haven't chosen. I have chosen you and ordained you. What is the reason for that? That you will go out there and bring forth fruit to Jesus. That is your job when you're chosen. When you go for an interview, out of many interviewees, you are chosen. He says, come and be fruitful in this company. Yes. When students apply for scholarship and they give you, they said that you must do well, otherwise the scholarship will go away. Yeah. You don't drop the GPA. Christianity, many Christians have failed in our GPA. Yeah. The real reason for your calling being chosen was for you to take care of God's thing. God be a steward. God bear fruit for the Lord. Every Christian. That's why I am working, you're working. Look at you. Since I came to Memphis, it's not only patients I've treated, but look at you. Look at everybody around. Because of obedience to this scripture, I have sheep. I am a shepherd. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And you will be a shepherd too. And it says, bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, should stay, should abide, should stay around. Now, let me tell you this. When people come to church, God is not expecting anybody to fall out. When you see 200 people seated here and it reduces to 195, God is very angry. To the point where he said, the good shepherd, the good Christian, the good church is the one that leaves. They have 100 people. One person doesn't come. They leave the 99 behind and they go and search for that single one, that single one, that single one. And when they come, there's rejoicing, and there's rejoicing in heaven. Most Christians don't understand. They are happy with the people that are there. Just like the prodigal son, the real caretaker of the father was happy to have him back. But the brother said, oh, why are we making such a fuss about somebody who doesn't come to church much anyway? You realize that those of you who don't come to church much, when you come, I'm very excited. I pay a lot of attention to you because that's Christ's heart. Now, Jesus wants every one of us to be like that. Every one of us to be each other's keepers. Such that, you know, I have a message I preached. Whose seat is empty? Whose seat is empty? Why is it empty? What is happening to them? I am telling you, if Christians would do this job on an individual basis, all churches will be filled. Most mega churches are the most wasteful of God's anointing. Most mega churches. Most mega churches, I can assure you. When you see a people, 1,000 seated there, they are about 5,000 in number. But because, look, when you are rich, you become careless. So you will be surprised. Many of you, some of you came from mega churches. Your pastor doesn't even know you've left. It's the truth. But you leave one day, you will be chasing you. Because the job of the church is not just to bring forth fruit, but that the fruit should remain, should remain, should remain, should remain in Jesus' name. That is the reason why we are looking for a cathedral to build, because this place is too full. And if every one of you will do your job as a shepherd, care for somebody. Look, I'm going to give all of you responsibility of human souls. If you are in this church, you should be able to say, I'm the reason why three people are coming. And I'm going to take the responsibility to make sure on the weekend that they are coming around. The fruit must remain, must abide, must stay, must stick around. Children, you should be able to say, no, I will not allow my father or my mother to stay at home again. You are being a shepherd and God will bless you. There are some homes I know that because of the children, the parents cannot even backslide. No, I'm serious. I'm talking this church. Some of the children have managed to evangelize their parents to a point where they dare not say, if they say they won't go to church, there will be chaos in the house. They are shepherds as children. And they will be rewarded heavily in heaven. They are the reason why one person out of 99 will not stay behind, will not fall off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason. Do you think that when you come to church, haven't you realized that when you don't come to church, the place is full? When you come to, it's full. You are that not that essential as far as the running of the church. But you are very essential. It's not the running of the church. That's the most important thing. It's the fact that you are in the kingdom and you are making it. And when God sends his angels here, he wants to bless people, touch people. He finds you. When Satan came and spoke to Adam and Eve and they were out of the garden, God says, where art thou? Because the work of the devil has kept them out. Anybody who is not in the arena of God's sanctuary, it is the work of the devil. And where the Bible says that I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means when God builds his church with people, we should not allow them to fall off to the devil like Adam and Eve did. Jesus Christ came to gather. And Jesus said, he that is not gathering with me is scattering abroad. Matthew 12:30. Yeah. You are a scatterer if you are not a gatherer. Any non-shepherd is a scatterer of the church. He says, he that is not with me is against me. He that does not gather with me is actually scattering abroad. You didn't know this. That's why our year of the shepherd is important. And when I preach some of these messages, you say, hey, you are forcing us to be what we are not. No, I am actually causing you to conform to the blessing of the privilege. The privilege of gathering with the Lord. Can you imagine you are a gatherer with the Lord? Gatherer with the Lord. That's who a shepherd is. So you must gather with the Lord. When you don't gather, you think that, oh, I'm just sitting in the church. I'm just coming alone. But God calls you a scatterer. You are scattering the church. You are the reason why the church is not as sizable for the kingdom as it should be. That if you arise, can you imagine? Can you imagine? We are more than 100 here. If everybody decides, I'm going to, from next month, be a shepherd to one person, immediately we'll become 200. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, that means you are the reason why the church is scattered. Because your inactivity, which you call, I'm not gathering, is actually leading to scattering. This would have been 300 if you had just gathered once or twice. But because you refuse to do it, they are scattered. They are scattered. They are scattered. Rashad, I'm telling you honestly, you may not realize it, but when you get there, Jesus will tell you. He said, the guy who hid his talent, Jesus called him that wicked and slothful servant. You'll be in outer darkness. He didn't do anything wrong. He just did not gather with the Lord. He hid his talent. He was there. He didn't spoil anything. You don't destroy the church. You are not a Saul who became a Paul. You don't persecute the church. You don't destroy the church. You have done nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong. You are not an evil person. You are just not an evil person. You're just too passive. Your quietness is killing people slowly. Killing me softly with a song. Killing me softly. Killing me softly with a song. Killing me softly with his love. Softly but surely, you are destroying the church. Softly but surely, you are scattering, killing the church softly. If I told you that this church is supposed to be 1,000, you may not believe it. But it's true. It's true. Only a few people are working and shepherding. And your inactivity, God calls you, are scattering. 1,000 member church has become 150. That's huge. That's huge. And it's because of a lack of shepherds. Bible says that the sheep are scattered, harassed, bewildered, because there's no shepherd. Meanwhile, there's a shepherd. But the shepherd is not doing his job. Every Christian is called to be a shepherd. To take care of others. Amen. Leah, don't just sit and come with your beautiful face and sit. And she's beautiful, it's clear. Yeah, your husband is blessed. Whoever will marry you is blessed. In Jesus' name. It's the best is around, don't worry. We're going to have a lot of weddings in Jesus' name. Yeah. A lot of weddings. Listen. And baby dedications. And when you marry, please impregnate them quickly so that we have more people in Jesus' name. Anyway, listen carefully. I am telling you honestly, if Christians will set up to be shepherds, the church will not be scattered. Now you understand why Christ said, if you don't gather with me, you're actually scattering. You didn't know. Your quietness. You know, the world is not an evil place because of evil people, but it's because of the quietness of the Christian good people. Inactivity of people like Emilia, beautiful face with nice suit, nicely married in the church with children, impregnated twice. And counting. How? All you came to the church to do was to become pregnant. What kind of Christian are you? Naomi, you are not happy with one. You are adding two. Well, then add two spiritual children and take care of them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So that Timothy, next one, it will be a twin. Aku, you've gone to India. Come back. Come back. Several children look at you. You still look like a beloved. But how many do you carry as a shepherd spiritually? Jesus said you are scattering his church. You are scattering his church. Let me tell you the reason why you are the way you are. Because of certain core areas you have not developed. Number one, you must develop the core area. You must develop your ability to fight. Ready to fight. Your ability to fight. Listen, for you to be a shepherd, you must be a fighter. You must fight against many things. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Rosina, Rosemary, Rosanda, Rosalind. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called. Fight. Listen, Christianity is a fight. It's a good fight. It's not a foolish fight like you're fighting your husband. That's a foolish fight. The person you are going to be sleeping on the same bed, you are fighting. What if you wake up and the person has a knife? You're fighting your boss. That's a foolish fight. You are losing. You're fighting the police. You can easily die. You're fighting your mother, you can be cursed. That's a foolish fight. You're fighting your pastor. That's not a blessing. Ask Paul. The Bible says you can't fight against the pricks. You're fighting. But there's a good fight. Fight for souls. Fight for spirituality. Fight. Now, this was David. I like this David. He was a fighter. He said in 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 34 to 36, 1 Samuel 17, says that, and David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep. We're all supposed to be keepers of God's sheep, our father's sheep. You know, you are not my sheep, technically speaking. You are God's sheep. I am just a caretaker. Because the Lord says, he's the real shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But God, like David, we are supposed to keep the father's sheep. Yeah. I'm supposed to keep taking care of you, Brother Cyrus, Pastor Daniel, to take care of you, the father's sheep. David, a man after God's heart, kept his father's sheep. And when the lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, listen to what happened. I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard, struck and killed it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A shepherd is a fighter. It's a fighter. You must fight for the sheep. It's a fight to even go for outreach. You must win that fight. It's a fight against laziness. It's a fight against doubt. A Christian is shepherding. It's a fight against yourself. Sometimes you must fight your behavior, your attitude. Yeah, you must fight yourself. Your laziness, your lack of spirituality, you must win over it. You must win over your body. Your body says sleep, and you know there's an outreach. You will never be a helper if you don't win the fight. It's a core area. It's the reason why most people become nothing to the Lord. Nothing. Nothing. Can you imagine all you sitting here? If when I came here, I did not fight. I'm a physician, gastroenterologist, very busy. I said I'll fight against my busy schedule. I will fight against my love of money. I will fight against my carnality. I will fight against my worldliness. It's a battle you must win for the sake of the Lord's work. You should fight against prayerlessness. You have to fight against excessive sleep. Some of us, the problem is we love sleep too much. You should fight to a point where you can fast. For this, Lord, release my spirit to also join the shepherds. It's a core area. You must be a fighter. Christianity is military. It's the truth. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, or is it 2? 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. Verse 3 is what I'm looking for. It says that he that warreth entangleth not himself. Thou therefore, first of all, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And verse 4 says, he that warreth, no man that warreth, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Why? So that he may please him who has called him to be a soldier. God called you to be a soldier. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. God called you to be a soldier. Military is about fighting. In case your Christianity is that you are just being served, you came to enjoy. No, you came to fight. You are called to fight. Should I show it to you from verse 1? It says, thou therefore, my son Timothy, be strong. You know, you need strength to fight. It says, be strong in the grace which is in Christ Jesus. And it says, the things that thou hast heard of me, among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others. It means that let people do what you're doing. Commit it to them. Teach them to do the same thing and let them teach others. What I'm doing, you must do. All of you must endeavor to have little fellowships, little groups that you teach, people that you are in charge of, Brother Grant, that you are responsible for maybe one row. You book a row. You put the name, the Grant Shepherdora Fold. Yeah, Grant, the flock of the Grants. Yeah, when they come, your label is there. This is the Grant Sheepfold. You come, you are responsible for filling this whole row, and you take care of them. Yeah. The Benu Avenue. Here. And everybody here is yours. Look at me. Yeah. No, it should be. The Cyrus Arena is maybe the whole. You decide you are taking the whole area here. Cyrus Arena. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Cyrus Arena. It's a fight. You don't do it by clapping. You do it by fighting for it. Fight for your rights. Fight for your position. Fight for your role. Fight for that core shepherdural area to come to pass. Hey, if you sit down smiling, you will never become a good shepherd. You will never have any sheep. You will never have any fruit. That explains why your lazy drones of Christians have filled the church. Not you, but the people who don't do this. It's the truth. Say, minus me. Laziness and selfishness. You got to fight it. You got to fight to stay awake to pray. For example, if next week they say we shouldn't come to church, some of you have to fight to stay. To stay on video and for 2 hours. It's a fight. You have to fight to call. We're doing a Swollen Sunday. Today would have been a dressed down. We're going out there. But you see, I know that if I release you out there, I'm going to meet coronavirus. So you wouldn't go. So I said, okay, no problem. Fight. Tell somebody I'm a fighter. I'm a Christian soldier. Onward, Christian soldier. Christian soldiers, move forward. Marching up to war. Yeah. You must endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Listen, it has taken a lot of fighting to make this happen. Yeah, some of you, we literally fought to pull you. One person came and took one of my sheep and was enjoying the sheep. I said, no. No, you can't enjoy. I went there. I'm serious. I called the guy once. I said, no, that's my sheep. That's my sheep. Caught by the beard of the bear. I said, you've eaten enough of my sheep. Bring my sheep back. Yeah. Yeah, you have eaten. My sheep is not a kebab. You've eaten enough. Bring me, I can correct, I can restore. He restored my soul. I fought with the guy. I sorted things. The guy caught me facing. I said, you can face me all you want. You can insult me. I said, la, 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 la. I've got my sheep. Clap for the Lord Jesus. As I speak now, the sheep is a total shepherd with sheep. If I had not fought for the sheep, yeah, you would have been eaten by that wolf of a guy. Yeah, most people, when you don't find them in church, somebody, a wolf is eating them. Yeah, especially girls. Yeah, that's the commonest cause of backsliding. You have to be a shepherd who will grow wild and fight for your sheep. Grow wild and fight for your sheep. Yeah, yeah. There are times that I've dropped the microphone. Mike is paused because of a sheep. That is how it should be. Fight. I've gone out there to sit with sheep. I said, me, I'm not going to church until you come. I'm not going until you come. Yeah. And I've come with my sheep. Happy. Had a short service, but that's it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's how you should be. That's how you should be. You try and backslide, you will see. I will be there in Jesus' name. Yeah. Somebody will be there. Yeah. Even if they say that they are closing all church services down for 4 weeks. Look, the way we will be with you like super glue, it would have been better for you to be in church. Yeah. And the day they open the church, it will be filled because of the activity of shepherdural soldiers like you in Jesus' name. Yeah. I want to preach a lot because next week I don't know whether we'll meet. Yeah, so relax with me now. So, ladies and gentlemen, it has taken, all of you know one by one how much of a battle you didn't come and they called you and they followed you up. And they, sometimes one lady said, what do you want? Pastor, what do you want? What do you want? Yeah. One lady told me that, are you in love with me? Are you in love with me? I said, I'm not in love with you. I'm coming to you. See, the way you want to come and pick me to church? You want to visit me? He said, what do you, he asked me, what do you want? I won't tell you exactly the words he used. Yeah, because it will not be nice. Fine, protocol will not allow, but fill in the gap. Say, Pastor, do you want some? That's it. Fill in the gap yourself. The girl told me, that was the last time. I said, this one, if I don't take care, it will be a bear against me. Number two, core area number one is fight. Fight to be a prayerful person. Fight to have sheep. Fight to go for that center meeting all the time. Fight to go for the outreach. Fight to go for prayer meetings. Fight to be on the Zoom, even if we're not meeting. It's a fight. It's a battle. Anytime you feel a sense of resistance, it tells you that the spirit of darkness is working against you. It's time to fight. Tell somebody, ready to fight. Anytime you feel, man, I want to do this, but I cannot do this. No, no, it's a fight. You want to pray, but you feel like sleeping. Rise up and say, I'm a fighter. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. I'm going to win this battle of prayer. It's a core area. Huh? Losers do not become shepherds. You got to win. Number two. A good Christian who will become a shepherd must develop their conscience. Conscience. Some of us, it's our conscience, the lack of conscience, that makes us backslide and bad Christians. A conscience is a small, thin, small voice, still small voice that speaks to you. That fight almost is fighting you all the time. You want to go wrong. Say, no, this isn't wrong. Hell no, this is wrong. Conscience. David had conscience. Joseph had conscience. Joseph especially. Genesis 39, verse 9 and 10. When that woman, Potiphar's wife, beautiful, released herself, said, the conscience spoke to him, says, how can I do this wickedness and sin against God? That's conscience. Conscience. How can it's lack of conscience that makes you eat your tithe and get cursed? Conscience is that feeling that makes you, you're married to this woman and you say, no, I can't cause her to walk in what? Unhappiness and depression through her life. Whatever I need to do, it's my responsibility, I will do. Conscience. Conscience is a little God that you keep around you, that speaks to you all the time. You have to train your conscience. You have to win the battle of conscience. Conscience is when you've spoken anyhow because yourself came, and as you're walking away, it's telling you are wrong. You are wrong. You are wrong. And to win the battle of the conscience, you turn and say, I'm wrong, truly. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Conscience. Conscience is what makes you, on a Sunday morning, you slept, it's 8 o'clock, you're still sleeping, 9 o'clock, you're still sleeping. Say, all these weeks, when it was time to go to work, 7 a.m., you were up. But today is church. It's not even, you don't go to church even at 7 or 8 or 9. It's at 10 o'clock. You're usually late, so it's even 10:30 for you. And you're still sleeping. Conscience is what wakes you up saying, no, this is wrong. I'm mistreating God. It's conscience. Conscience. Conscience is what makes you see a beggar on the road.
who has nothing. You've just collected your salary. Even your previous salary is not finished. And then you drive off and you say, no, I have to help this person. No, conscience is what makes you take coins to give to the beggar who will never have a job like yours. Meanwhile, you have $20 bills and makes you turn around and say, no, let me give something substantial that will sustain him or her a little bit more. Conscience. Conscience. It's a core area you must develop. Because when nobody is there, your conscience will be there. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Your conscience will be there. It will make you a shepherd. It will make you come up strong in the house of the Lord. And the Bible says it over here. Let me read it to you. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned or unpretended. People pretend. Conscience will prevent you from pretending. Conscience. It is conscience that makes some people even go crazy and have psychiatric disease when they sin. Strong conscience. They can't handle it. How can I do this thing against God? Sin against God. And sometimes when your conscience is good, an evil spouse takes advantage of it. But don't worry, God will take care of that. It's like somebody who's a dog who's free fighting a dog that is tied, who has conscience. And then you're beating, he's not doing anything. Conscience. But conscience is the Spirit of God. That still small voice will save you. If you can develop that, that's the same thing that one day will tell you, don't join this van because it's going to have an accident. And you will believe it because you started with conscience. Now it's the voice of God for real for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a core area you must win. You must win. Number three, a shepherd must develop godliness. Godlikeness. Let me put it that way. Godlikeness. A shepherd, for you to be an example to somebody, to tell somebody, do this, try, you must be like God. Godliness is godlikeness. Then you must be like God in your behavior, in your singing, in your charity, in your words, holder. Not just smile. Smile is part of it. Even your demeanor must have some godliness with it. Yeah. People must be comfortable in you see, you are in the house of God and you are happy and you are secure and you are comfortable. That should be the case with you. When people come around you, they must feel the presence of God. They must feel a certain comfort, love, righteousness. That the next thing is develop the, it's also called righteousness. Yeah. Feel that God is here. You're speaking to them with God's attitude. It's a core area. Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is and of the life that is to come. Do you know what that means? He says that when you do muscle exercises and you have muscles like who? Like Kwabena? You see, it's tearing the shirt apart. His muscles are tearing. Can't let me show them. He's tearing the shirt apart. Look. Look at this short man. Short man with broad breast. The shirt, when he bought this shirt, it was broad. Now, his muscle, look at that. It's tearing apart. That is it. That's bodily exercise. Bible says the profit is little. It has some profit, but it's little. What can he do? He can't win an interview. He can't use this to pass exams. He can't use it to get to heaven. He can use it at best to beat people. God forbid. But Bible says bodily exercise profits little. But godliness is profitable unto all things. It has profit in this life that we are experiencing now. And the life that is to come. Somebody who is godly, who's a nice person. You feel God around is sincere, innocent, kind. The person who takes care of you is a shepherd. He's encouraging like God. Huh? He's a soul winner. He's sincere. He works hard. I mean, Bible says this thing, he's loyal, he's faithful. It will win you a lot of things. Let's count the things it will win you. When you're a nice person, a godly person, you can win a nice wife. Yeah. You know, this lady here, right here, I tried to woo her the first year of her entry into the university. At that time, I was not born again. Yeah. Look, she bounced me like a tennis ball. Yeah. I was an unbeliever. I had muscle. I was better than you. No, I'm serious. Every morning, metal upon metal, bodily exercise. And I came and I flexed. You know? It didn't work. It did not work. But you know what? In final year of my study, I had met Bishop Dagwood Mills and the Lighthouse Chapel. They had exercised. I had met the Lord in that church. As you see, I'm talking about a godly person, godly people that I met in the church who were shepherds to me. A shepherd who had developed the core area of godliness was met. And his godliness affected, and I found God in that church through their behavior and all that. I developed that core area of godliness. Ladies and gentlemen, this time, when it was time to come, the lady was still beautiful to me. I had lost some muscle, but I've gained some godliness. I had fasted and I had prayed. I fasted and I prayed. Ladies and gentlemen, that day, I had only cream crackers and a bottle of Sprite. I put it on the table, but that was nothing. I had godliness with me. I said, lady, come and visit me in my room today. Today is today. No muscles. No muscles. No muscles. But I had godliness. I had spirituality. I had fasted. I sat down. Give me a chair. And I crossed my legs. And I relaxed, reclined in my chair. And I looked at her sitting there. I said, look, I've won. In if God be for me, who can be? I've conquered already. As I sat there like this. And I told her, do you mind being my beloved? And she said, what? I said, what do you mean what? He said, I didn't hear what you said. I said, I'm not saying it again. I'm not saying it again. I've fasted, I've prayed, I've been godly. What muscle could not do? Half an interview did it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Within the following day, she came rushing. Yes, marry me. Marry me, marry me. Marry me, marry me. I'm ready. Marry me. Here we are. 23 years down the line, look at the nice boys and nice church helping me, getting up and rising up with me in bed. Godliness is a core area. Has profited. It has profited my church. It has profited my business. It has profited my relationship with my wife. It has profited my relationship with you. Look at people like you. Nice, decent people, beautiful, high value people like you. You're following me and listening to what I have to say. What do you think is the reason? Almost everything I wear is what you gave to me as a gift. My watch. All of you. Look at the profit it has brought me. Yeah. Today when I go there, even to work, people bring me food from the church. Godliness is profitable. Your boss will like you because of your godliness, your innocence, your hard work because of godliness. Your parents will like you. All that is a core area of a shepherd. If you can develop that core area, you'll be such a great shepherd. You'll be such a great shepherd. You'll be such a great influence for people. You will be shepherding your children. Shepherd, even your mother will become your sheep. Yeah. Because sometimes my parents would call me, what do you think about this situation? Can you advise us? Godliness. Be like God. Be like God. God-likeness. Finally, look, I have about 7, but I'll share with you only 4. Out of this book, The Art of Shepherding. And I'm expecting everybody here, develop that so you can become a shepherd. When we come back, God within a Sunday, or God within whatever day it may be, I'm expecting you to have prayed about these core areas and developed. This place will be full of shepherds, each with at least 2 sheep. We can't fill this place. That's why we're looking for a cathedral. Because these core areas are coming to be developed. Final core area. A core, a shepherd like somebody who will become a shepherd must develop a spiritual pursuit or spiritual career. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. You must have spiritual pursuits. You must not, you are only looking for a career in what? You want to finish school? Yeah. You want to marry? All these aspirations are great. You want to have 35 children? Girls, when your pastor doesn't have a girl, I mean your pastor's wife doesn't have a girl, because your pastor has a girl. Me, I have 3 boys and a girl. She has 4 boys. Let only the one who's smart understand it. Yeah. Well, we have 4 boys. I am one of his boys, right? And 3 boys. And she's one of my girls, and then I have 3 boys. So me, I can have a girl. I have, it's proven, my first was a girl. So she's the one who can. I've been telling you, she can't have a girl. Now I've proven it to you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now listen carefully. You must have spiritual pursuits. You must. I mean, I don't know what you're aspiring to be, brother. When you grow up, what do you want to be?
An author.
An author. What about you?
A computer scientist.
A computer scientist. What about you?
Musician.
A musician. What about you?
Engineer.
Clap for them for 100 points. Some of you want to marry, want to have children. These are great pursuits. You just want a man. You just want muscles, biceps. No problem. But the question I ask you, what spiritual pursuit do you have? If you cannot, it's a core area. It's a must-have. You must have spiritual aspirations. You must be able to say, I want to be a pastor one day. I want to be a shepherd one day. You must be able to say that I want to come to church with 12 people. It's a career, it's a pursuit. And pursue it. Gina, what are your spiritual pursuits? You achieved a lot of the things you want to achieve. You wanted to marry. Now what? You finished marrying, you see? You've wasted a lot of thousands of money on the wedding and now you're unhappy in the marriage. Look at the word. The day I was telling you that, calm down, this money, you didn't mind me. Now you see, you want to retrieve the money, it's gone. We've eaten the money. You threw a party for us. We came to you. We didn't even give you a gift. And we won't. Because your wedding was so shepherdized. It's Aramaic. That we were bringing you. And we said, no, this is too rich. We won't bring it. But look. Pursue. You should be able to tell yourself, I've never read the whole Bible before. I will this year, I want to read the whole Bible. It's a pursuit. You should be able to tell yourself, I have never really won a soul before who is an unbeliever. I will have a spiritual pursuit. This year, I'll win 3 souls this month. You have to have a career in mind, a pursuit, a goal, a God-oriented goal. You have to be able to tell yourself, I've only fasted up to 6 o'clock. I will see whether I can fast 3 days without eating anything. Yeah, it's possible. I've done it. I've done it, and I've went on and on and on and on until I couldn't move my hand. I said, Lord, you haven't instructed me to die. It's time to eat. Yeah, it's a spiritual pursuit. I stress to how far can I go? Yeah. You should be able to be in the center and say that for me, this center is 10 people. Just by my own contribution this year, I want to bring 10 new souls to build the center. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You should have spiritual aspirations. Yeah. If you're a Christian without spiritual aspirations, you will backslide and fall. It's true. If you like, open to this scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. It says, for they that have used the office of a deacon or shepherd well, purchase for themselves a good degree. A degree. You aspire for a degree in humanity and all things. There's a spiritual degree and great boldness in the faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Yeah. You must have a spiritual aspiration. James, what's your spiritual aspiration? If you don't have that, put your phone aside. Whoever you're using, put your phone. If you do not have a spiritual, what are you holding? Spiritual aspiration. You will not amount to much if you don't. Yeah. You know, you should aspire that this year I will make sure that God is happy with me. Yeah. You should be able to tell yourself that this year I will not watch pornography. It's a spiritual aspiration because of God. Yeah. This year I will not fornicate. Nobody will come into my central region. Yeah. It's a spiritual aspiration. Yeah, you should have that. Yeah. I told myself, I will not. Look, I told myself one day that, Lord, I'm looking for a virgin to marry. Wow. I was not a virgin. I said, Lord, I'm bargaining with you. From today, I'm a virgin. Call me a virgin. Yeah, secondary virgin. Because I don't even want a low mileage. I want zero mileage. Tear rubber, brand new. Tear rubber. New, brand new. So that I can... I told God, I'm making a covenant with you. It's a spiritual aspiration. The last time was then. I won't tell you when. But from now on, Lord, no more. No more. I will meet the virgin for virgin. Both of us will explore. It was my spiritual aspiration. There comes this jet black beauty who came into my bed, almost derailing my aspiration. And I remembered what I had made with my Lord. I told the girl, you look beautiful and nice, but please put on your pants and get out of here. Conscience is working. Godliness is working. Spiritual aspiration is working. Coming together. The core. This is what has led me to shepherd you. It's your turn now. I hand over the baton. You can also be a shepherd. You will also be a shepherd. You can do well. And listen, God has been good. When you develop these things, it's immeasurable the blessings that the Lord pours upon you. Bible says all things work together for your good because you love God and you're called according to his purpose. Pursue spirituality. Have a spiritual goal. I want to give you a goal. I want to give you a goal. Now, you can choose your, but I want to give you one. Tell the Lord, in the next 6 weeks or 2 months, I will be like Jesus. I'll give you 12 disciples. Yes. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will give you 12 disciples. I'll be the reason why 12 people come to add. I don't know when, don't know how. Even if you want to extend it to the year, 2 for a month is what you may need to do. That must be. And may you also tell yourself, my aspiration this day, this year, I'll read the Bible every day. I will read the Bible every day. It's a spiritual aspiration, spiritual goal. Or tell yourself, look, I will fast once in a week. One day of the week, I will fast. I took that decision. And every Wednesday, I fasted. When I married and the children came, I added a Friday. And now I don't eat on Sunday. I don't call it a fast, but I don't eat. And it's easy and it's a blessing. It even makes you young. Makes you handsome, strong, wise, godly. I mean, I don't know. But sometimes I enjoy just looking at what God is doing in my life. And I said, man, if nobody's saying, I'm going to take God, your handiwork is beautiful. I look in the mirror, I say, Lord, you have really designed me well by the grace of God. You have actually blessed the works. Even look at the choice of a beautiful woman who is chasing me now. Now she's chasing me. Wherever I go, she wants to come. It is the Lord. Oh. It is the Lord. He says he will reward you. Eh? All things will work together for your good. Your marriage will work well. Your children will work well. Your job will work well. Your ministry will work well. Your health will work well. Your faith will work well. Your everything will work well. But develop the core tenets of a deep-seated love for the Lord to do anything for him. Believe me. He's the one who made, who created Adam, but he formed Adam from the dust of the ground. But out of him came another woman better. He can draw a life better than your life and apply to you to help you. He created, but he made Adam from the dust. Whatever is of dust from you, he will create a woman version to help you. A beautiful version of your life awaits you. An upgrade of your life awaits you. An upgrade of your future awaits you. If these core areas of a shepherd will be worked. Don't sit down. Be a soldier. Have a conscience. Have a spiritual aspiration. What's the other one? Be godly. And God-likeness. I can assure you, we'll see some fine spiritual Sepedora Christians like you and like that one. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have closed. Today there will be no communion. Because some people have said that the communion, people are touching it. So we're going to get communion that is made up, you know, prepackaged. And then give it to you for you to open it. No problem. But for now, it's not. Put your hand on your heart. Tell the Lord, help me to develop the core of a shepherd. As you go home, work on your sheep. On April the 2nd or so, we are having the way, a swollen Sunday. April 5. I don't know what will happen next week, but I know that God will bring us back by the grace of God. Whatever it is, we'll have services, whether here or not. But I'll encourage you to develop your shepherdora skills. And God will honor you. I feel that God is blessing somebody. God is upgrading somebody. God is lifting somebody else. God is dealing with you in a way that will bring the best out of you. What the devil wanted for evil, God will turn it around for your good. You will never be a victim of coronavirus. You will not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. If you are here, you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, with all heads bowed, all eyes closed, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you want to make that change today, lift up your right hand and I'll share a short prayer with you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you want to give your life to Jesus. I believe that unbelievers don't come for a service like this on a corona day. Let's all say this. Almighty Father, I have made a decision. I will be a shepherd. Even if it's just for 2 sheep, I will do it. I've made an aspiration. I have a goal to be like Jesus with 12 disciples. Help me to achieve that as fast as possible. As fast as possible. Work on me to work on this project. Work on my heart to become like you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.